Thailand's prime minister today rejected an ultimatum to dissolve parliament. His comments came as thousands of Thai red shirt protesters converged on a military base calling for a new election. Charles Montanvichinchai of St. John's University in Thailand told us more about the situation.
There's many people in the capital, and especially among the more educated classes of the city, if you will. They seem to believe that all this movement is in reaction to the court verdict. A couple of weeks back, the court handed down a verdict of confiscating the ex-prime minister Thaksin Shinawat. And many people believe that it's him who's behind the protest, at least financially, if not politically. And they think that that being the case, having an election on this matter is not the right way to solve the situation. On Tuesday, there's a joint parliamentary session scheduled. Most people are betting that the current red shirt protests will be on the agenda. Third thing to watch is the no-confidence debate. I'm not really sure whether that's going to take place or not, but as long as the motion is on the table, it's constitutionally impossible to dissolve the parliament.